Morning, I want to begin with a question.
今天早上我要开始今天讲章，用一个问题来开始今天讲章。
What's the hardest part of the Bible for you to read?
对你来说，圣经中有哪一部分是对你来说是最难读的？
I know if a pastor asks that, that could kind of be awkward to answer.
当一个牧师问你的时候，好像这个问题好像很奇怪。
Because we know the right answer to the pastor's, every part of the Bible is interesting.
因为你会想那个牧师会想，圣经的每一个章节都非常的有意思。
But if I were to share with you what is the hardest part of the Bible for me to read,
如果让我跟你分享圣经中哪一部分是最难读的话，
it's actually in the Old Testament.
那是在旧约圣经。
But it's a particular part in the Old Testament.
是旧约圣经的特别的某一段。
It's the part of the Bible where you look where it's between 1st, 2nd Samuel, and 1st and 2nd Kings, and 1st and 2nd Chronicles.
那是在这个撒母耳记后面就是列王记上下，还有历代志的上下。
Sometimes it can be very depressing for me to read it.
有时候读的时候会觉得非常的沮丧。
Because you see so much sin.
因为你可以看到非常多的罪恶在那边。
And you also see that not everyone in the Bible finishes well.
而且你可以看到在圣经中的这些人物呢，不是每一个人呢都能很好的走完他们的生命的旅程。
Actually, if we pay attention to the Bible, you'll see that most characters in the Bible do not finish their life well with God.
实际上，如果你要看圣经的话，那圣经上很多这个人物呢，他们没有很好的走完他们生命这个最后的阶段。
How about you?
你怎么样呢？
Do you want to finish well in your life in the sight of God?
你想不想在神面前能够很好的走完你的生命的旅程呢？
No matter how young or how old you are, this question is relevant.
不管你多大或多年轻，这个问题对你来说都有很大的关系。
The Bible never promised that we will have another day to live.
因为这个圣经从来没有应许我们会有一个新的一天会等待着我们。
Look at the direction of your life and ask, are you going to finish well for the glory of God?
如果你想到你看你过去的这个生命旅程的话，你可以想到你会不会很好的在神面前结束你的生命呢？
Today's purpose will be, we will see four resolutions we must live out so that we will finish well in our life.
今天呢，我们要看这有四个很重要的要点。那如果我们遵守这个四点呢，那我们就会在神面前呢很好的来走完我们生命的旅程。
And it's based upon our passage in 2 Timothy 4.
那这个呢，也是根据今天我们刚才李牧师读的这个。
Our first resolution is to finish our life well. We must presently offer our life to God.
那今天的第一点呢，就是如果你要想很好的走完你生命旅程的话，首先你要把你自己献给神。
I see that taught in the first part of verse 6.
我们可以看到是在这个第六节的这个上半段。
Second point, to finish our life well, we must constantly think about the times.
第二个第二要点呢，就是说，如果要想我们很好的走完生命旅程呢，我们要一直的想到这个时间这个概念。
Thirdly, to finish our life well, we must intently focus on victory.
那第三个要点呢，就是我们要聚精在得胜这个上面。
And fourthly, to finish our life well, we must intensely love Jesus.
那第四点呢，我们就是要聚精在我们爱耶稣这个上面。
When we look at 2 Timothy, this is a relevant book that speaks to us about finishing our life well for God.
那么读这个提摩太后书呢，这是一本书呢，我们可以很好的研究，就是有关于怎么样来走完很好的走完生命的旅程的。
2 Timothy is written by the Apostle Paul.
那这个提摩太后书呢，是保罗写的。
We know he lives a life radically for Jesus, do we not?
我们知道保罗的一生呢，都是为主而活。
He wrote many letters in the New Testament.
他写过很多的书信。
But the last letter he writes is the letter of 2 Timothy.
那在这个圣经他写的最后一本书信呢，那就是我们今天这读的这个提摩太后书。
He writes this letter and shortly later he would die for the cause of Christ.
那在他写这本书写的书信以后很短一段时间呢，他就为主殉道了。
Last words are important.
那最后的人最后一句话呢，常常是很重要的话。
Paul, knowing that he would die, gives a younger pastor named Timothy charges of what to be like as a pastor in chapter 4, verses 1 to 5.
那保罗他知道他要离世的时候呢，那就在这份书信里呢，他就给这个年轻的提摩太最后的这个嘱咐。
But after giving his commands, Paul then tells him, young Timothy, about how his life is summarized in the end.
在给了这个年轻的提摩太嘱咐和命令以后呢，那保罗也告诉了这个提摩太呢，他自己的生命也走向了尽头。
Let's look at our first point.
我们看看我们今天所讲的第一个要点。
It is to finish our life well, we must presently offer our life to God.
那我们要想很好走完我们的生命旅程呢，首先我们要把我们自己的生命呢，要献给神。
Verse 6, first half says, For I am already being poured out as a drink offering.
那在四章的第六节的开始呢，就是说我现在被浇奠。
Paul here tells him that he's already being poured out as a drink offering.
那保罗在这里说，他说我现在已经被浇奠了。
But we ask the question, what does that mean?
那我们常常我们会问这个问题，那什么意思呢？
This is the drink offering is a religious custom that goes way back in history.
那浇奠这个仪式呢，那可以追溯到很久以前哈。
You see this as a practice both in the Bible and those in other religions in the past as well.
你可以看到这个浇奠这个仪式呢，是在圣经里头，也可以在其他宗教里头，你可以看到这个仪式。
This offering of a drink offering, we see, goes back all the way. The first time is in Genesis 28 with Jacob, the father of Israel.
那最早在圣经里我们可以追溯到，就是以色列的这个之父啊，就是雅各，在创世纪里的那个雅各那个时候。
Then it became the practice of the Jews in Numbers 15.
然后呢，就最后呢，就变成以色列的这个宗教的仪式。
Turn with me to Numbers 15.
我们看看民数记十五章。
The reason why we're turning to Numbers 15 is to have the background to understand what was Paul saying about drink offering.
我们看看要看民数记十五章呢，我们要看看就是要想看一下那这个道理的这个背景是什么。我们看看在民数记
Numbers 15.
民数记十五章。
If you're in Numbers 15, look with me at verse 4.
我们看看民数记十五章的第四节。
Here it says, The one who presents his offering shall present to the Lord a grain offering of one-tenth of an ephah, a fine flour mixed with one-fourth of a hin of oil.
那第四节说，那献供的就要将细面调和，细面依法十分之一，并由一心四分之一调和做素祭献给耶和华。
The Jews have many different offerings towards God, and this is one of them in verse 4.
那以色列人有很多的献祭献给神，那这个那是其中之一。
Notice after this offering in verse 5, there's a mention of pouring wine as a drink offering.
那看在这个第四节说完以后，在第五节呢，就是说要把这个酒啊一心四分之一的当做奠祭。
The same is the case with when you offer a ram in verse 6 and in verse 7.
那就像你在第六和第七节里把供羊献上一样。
You still in the end pour out a drink offering.
那最后呢，你还是要把这个酒呢奠祭呢献上。
This is true even when you sacrifice a bull in verse 9.
这也是像在第九节里你献公牛一样。
After you're done sacrificing a bull to God, in verse 10, you still offer a wine drink offering.
当你献了这个牛以后呢，你仍然是要用这个酒呢，来这个最后的这个仪式来献祭。
You see here that with every sacrifice, it ends with the final sacrifice of offering wine as a drink offering.
所以你看，做每一项献祭以后时候呢，那总是用这个酒当成最后这个献祭的这个一个仪式。
Why is this important?
为什么这个很重要呢？
Let's go back to 2 Timothy.
我们来回到这个提摩太后书。
Knowing this as a background,
我们知道了这个背景以后呢，
we understand a little bit more of the picture of what Paul is trying to say.
我们就会更加的明白这一段保罗说这段的时候的光景。
When verse 6, when we go back, it says that he is being poured out as a drink offering.
第六我们节我们讲到，这是保罗说他现在被浇奠。
He is saying here that this is the end of his sacrifice towards God.
那他就是说明，这是他最后的为神献上的这么一段。
When did this final sacrifice towards God take place?
那这个最后为神献祭的这个是从什么时候开始的呢?
Paul says, I am already being poured out at that moment when he's writing this.
保罗说现在我已经就现在被浇奠了。Now,
I think this is what he's trying to say is he's going to eventually offer up his life to serve the Lord.
那这里说他说最后呢，他就要把他自己完全的最后的献上了。But
of course, offering his life as a drink offering cannot be the final offering unless he first lived a life of already being a sacrifice towards God.
如果说这是他最后的献上呢，那就像我们刚才说的背景一样，那这肯定不是他第一次，就是在过去呢，他已经把他的生命一次次的献上。Do
you understand what I'm saying? Is he cannot give this as a final offering if there was no previous offering in this life as a sacrifice towards God to begin with.
如果说这是他最后的献上呢，那就是不可能在过去呢，他没有献上，就说明在过去他已经把他的生命献上，那这是他最后的献上。Which
shows our first point is that to finish our life well, we must presently, currently at this moment, offer our life towards God.
那这是回应我们这个第一点，就是说。
You cannot say, oh, I'm going to finish my life well for Jesus, but right now, presently, I'm just going to sin and do whatever I want. It does not matter.
你不能说，哎，反正我最后会把自己献给神。现在我就是寻欢作乐好了。No,
but if you were going to end your life well for Jesus, you need to presently say, I am going to give up my life as a sacrifice to God.
如果你想很好地走完你生命的旅程，把你献最后献给神。
Turn with me to Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans was written decades before 2 Timothy was written. This is a slightly younger Paul writing. Chapter 12, verse 1 says, Therefore I urge you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living and holy sacrifice, acceptable to God, which is your spiritual service of worship.
12章一节说,所以弟兄们,我以神的慈悲劝你们,将身体献上,当作活祭,是圣洁的,是神所喜悦的,你们如此侍奉,乃是理所当然的。
Paul tells the church in Rome to live out your life of sacrifice to God by right now living a life that pleases Him.
保罗在这里就是告诉弟兄姐妹，要把自己的身体呢献上，就现在呢，当做活祭嘛，献给神，因为这是神所喜悦的。This
is not just only something he tells others, but he himself lived it out, so that he would not be a hypocrite.
那这并不是说保罗只是跟别人讲，他自己也活出了一个见证啊，所以他不会落在这个。
Look with me in chapter 15, verse 16 of Romans. Romans 15,
16.
He says, To be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, ministering as a priest of the gospel of God, so my offering of the Gentiles might become acceptable, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. 16. Romans 15, verse 16.
那罗马书15章16节里，那保罗说：“使我为外邦人做基督耶稣的仆役，做神福音的祭司，叫所献上的外邦人因着圣灵成为圣洁，可蒙悦纳。”Again,
I don't have time to look at all the verses, but you see that throughout all of Paul's life, even early in his life, he focused on the fact that he is presently offering his life as a sacrifice to God. As application, don't put off following God until later.
不要拖延你跟随耶稣基督。
Don't put on and say, you know what, I'll have time to be right with God and live a life that pleases Him.
不要拖延，不要说啊，我仍然有时间，以后去跟随主耶稣。By the way,
don't put off even trusting in Christ to save you until the end.
不要拖延来相信耶稣基督为你的救主，不要等到最后的时候。You
never know when it would end.
因为你不知道最后是什么时候。A
third question to ask yourself.
第三个我们要问我们自己的问题是
If someone were to observe your life right now, Would this say your life is a sacrifice to God presently?
如果别人在看你的这个生命的时候, 他们会不会看出你现在是把你自己献给神了呢?
Don't just fool yourself, but ask yourself, would others identify that you're a living sacrifice for God presently, right now?
不要欺骗自己，你是不是别人会看出你是不是能把你自己再当做活祭献给神呢？
You could always tell who someone God is in their life.
你可以看出每一个人的生命，那他的神是什么？
Everyone would always follow a God of some kind.
每个人呢都会遵从他自己心目中的神。
You're either going to offer up your body as a sacrifice to the God of the Bible, or you offer up your body as a sacrifice to other gods like money, wealth, and power.
或者你是把你当做活祭献给我们圣经中的这位神，或者说你把你的身体呢，或者当做活祭献给什么金钱呐、财富啊，或者能力啊，这些事。
To finish your life well, you must presently, as a habit, continuously live a life as a sacrifice towards God.
如果要想走很好的走完你的生命历程呢，那你现在就是要一直的把你这个身体呢当做活祭呢，把你的生命当做活祭呢献给神，活出这么一种奉献的这个生命。
Finally, for my brothers and sisters who are pushing onward for decades, keep on living it out towards the faith. Keep on being faithful.
弟兄姐妹们，对那些就是说你把你自己已经献给神，已经为神奉献了几十年的这些弟兄姐妹呢，继续努力，继续努力。
As I think about finishing well, I think of a story that I hear preachers often give.
当我讲这段经文的时候呢，我想到一个故事。
It's a story of a new pastor going to a church where there's a lot of mob criminal bosses attend that church.
这是一个关于一个年轻的牧师呢，在一个教会里呢，这个教会里很多的这个黑手党。
He goes to that church and realizes these evil men are contributing financial members to the church.
他认识到呢，在这个教会里这些邪恶的这个帮派分子呢，他也对这个教会也做了很多奉献。
One of them, a bad brother, died and told the pastor, the new pastor, hey, if you're going to bury my brother, could you make sure you better say that my brother was a good Christian?
其中有一个人死了，那他的这个弟兄呢就跟这个牧师讲，说当你做这个葬礼的时候，你最好能讲我的兄弟是一个很好的基督徒。
So the young pastor had a dilemma.
这个年轻的牧师呢遇到了很大的一个困难。
On that day of the funeral, this is what he preached.
在那个葬礼那上呢，这个牧师就讲到。
He said, here is buried a man who was a cheater of his wife, cheated on his wife.
现在呢，我们埋葬这个人呢，他欺骗了他的太太。
Who abused the poor.
他欺压了这个穷苦人，
who was even a murderer.
他甚至是一个杀人犯。
But compared to his brother,
但是跟他的弟兄比较起来呢，
he is a Christian.
那他是一个基督徒。
I say this because, listen, there's something wrong when we say we're going to finish well for Jesus, but the rest of our life trajectory, there's no fruit of that.
看看我这样，如果我们说我们是要把自己奉献，结束很好的生命奉献给神的话，但是如果你从你的生命的轨迹，你看你没有看到这些见证的话，事情好像不什么地方好像不太对劲了。Offer
your body and your life as a sacrifice to God now.
所以我要把你自己，你的生命现在就献给神。
Let's go to the second point.
我们来看我们今天的第二个要点。
To finish our life well, we must constantly think about the times. The second half of verse 6 says, and the time of my departure has come. The Greek word for time here is not so much about counting minutes or seconds, but it's more about quality of time, like seasons.
希腊的文在这个文字时间这个词呢，并不是强调这个时间这个底，就是说时间的这个单位啊，而是很更关于这个时间的这个质量。
So we see here, Paul actually in 2 Timothy, he's thinking a lot about the times.
那我们看到这个保罗在这里讲了很多有关时间的这个事。
Look with me at chapter 3 verse 1.
我们看看那个第三章的第一节，就提摩太后书第三章第一节。
He says, but realize that in the last days, difficult times will come.
第一节说，你该知道末世必有危险的日子来到。
Then he goes on in verse 2 onwards to describe how evil the times will become in the future.
然后保罗在后面的第二节以后又讲到了，那这个随着时间推移呢，那多少邪恶会产生哈。
You can't read this, but think about that. Man, this describes our age.
你读到这个时候，你自然的会想到，哎呀，这个好像是讲到我们现在这个时代。
Then look with me in chapter 4, verse 3.
我们再看第四节的第四章的第三节。
It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but wanting to have their ears tickled, they will accumulate for themselves teachers in accordance to their own desires.
因为时候要到，人必厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒，就随从自己的情欲，增添好些师傅。
He's describing that there'll be a time where people don't want to hear solid preaching of sin and Jesus and grace, but want their ears to be tickled.
那在这里他就讲。就会有一段到这时候呢，就人呢就厌烦纯正的道理，耳朵发痒啊，随从自己的情欲。
So when we finally get to chapter 4 verse 6, we see he also think about his own time.
那我们在这个第四章第六节的后半段呢，我们看到保罗也提到了他自己的时候。
He realized his time in his life on earth is short.
他认识到呢，他自己在地上的时间呢。
He said, the time of my departure has come.
他说我离世的时候到。
And the word departure is a beautiful word in Greek.
那在希腊里面文里头就说离世这个词呢是一个很美好的美妙的这么一个词。
It has the image of someone being on a ship, untying the ropes on the pier and ready to set on a new journey.
那他是讲到就是一个人呢，他把这个缆绳啊解开，来开始一段新的航程。
He's going to be going on this boat and he's not going to be coming back.
那他是起航以后不再回头了。
And so we see he now looks realizing his time of his, looking at his own life, he has an accurate view of his own life and his time.
那在这里保罗也讲到他啊离开这航程呢就是有他自己的这个一段在里面的意义。
He also has an accurate view of the times of how the world is like that he's living in.
那这里也讲到，那就是实际上在这个他离世的时候，这个世界上的这个景况是什么
？To finish well, look at the times. Be aware of it.
我们要想啊，结束我们的很好的来完成我的生命旅程呢，我们也要认识到，在这段时间里头，这是一个什么的时代
？As application, look at the times.
在我们实际生活中，我们看看我们现在是一个什么样的时代。
Paul saw where he's at in his age of life. Do we do the same?
保罗看到了他的时候，我们有没有看到像保罗一样看到我们的时候
？Do we look at our age and realize we need to finish at the end well?
我们有没有看到在我们的这个时代的光景，认识到我们一定要？很好的来结束我们的这个在地上旅程呢
？Secondly, look at the times and do not be distracted.
我们要很好的来认识到我们的光景，而不要呢丧失了不要分心分散我们焦点。
In your life, do you merely wake up, brush your teeth, go to work, and come home and watch TV or play games on your phone?
在你的生活中，你是不是只是每天早上起来去工作，然后回来看？电视或者说玩你的那个手机呢
？Do not be, we live in an age where we could be easily distracted with so much media and technology.
我们现在活在一个时代呢，是很容易的被这些媒体所分心。
Where we could be numb with all our entertainment and realize where exactly in God's timeline are we at?
我们可能会被这些媒体弄得麻木了，而没有认识到我们现在实际处在的这种意境是什么样的光景。
With all the massive amount of cable channels exist, with all the massive amount of apps in our phone, we could be easily amuse ourselves to death.
有这么多这个有线电视节目，还有这么多的这个媒体呢，我们很容易就把我们自己娱乐到死。
Sometimes it means we just need to stop all our entertainment and just look exactly and interpret things the Bible, how the Bible says it is with our life.
所以我们一定要在这个时候把这些分散我们的分心的东西，这些娱乐事情放下来，来好好的看看圣经来告诉我们的，我们现在处在一种是什么样的光景。
To finish well, we need to also be aware and look at the times that of those that surround us.
那如果想我们很好的结束我们这段生命的时候，我们也看看我们的周围的到底是什么样的情况。
Listen, the world's not getting any nicer towards Christians and Christianity.
我们要知道哈，这个世界不会对这个基督教或基督徒越来越美友善。
This is true around the world as we read the news.
我们可以，这是真实的哈。我们如果我们看新闻的话，我们会认识到这一点。
But I also think this is true even in America, in the college campuses.
甚至在美国的这个大学的校园里头，我们也看到这一点。
I've been evangelizing college campuses since 2001.
我从2001年开始，我就在大学里面、校园里面传福音。
I would say as time goes on, people are getting more and more hostile.To even want to hear the truth of the gospel.
随着时间的推移呢，我会看到这个人对这个基督教呢，会更敌意呢，会越来越深。
We need to realize the times is getting more difficult, but we need to realize so that we could purposely finish well.
我们也看到这个基督教的生活就是越来越困难了，所以我们也要认识到，我们一定要有这个目的的有目标的，我们要很好的来走完我们世上的这个旅程。
Let's go to the third point.
我们来看今天的第三个要点。
To finish our life well, we must intently focus on victory.
那要想我们很好走完旅程呢，我们一定要聚精会神在得胜上面。
Verse 7 gives us three illustrations of Paul's focus on victory.
那第七节呢？保罗举了一个有三个这个很好的这个例子哈，或者说是三个很好的这个
finishing well，
这解释了哈，怎么来很好的来很好的来结束或走完我们的生命旅程。
Okay, so we see the first one is he says, "I have fought the good fight."
第七节一开始说是那美好的仗。
Now I know in the Chinese and a lot of our English Bible, it sounds like it's a battle, it's a war that's going on.
我知道在这个中文的圣经里呢，这好像是讲一场很大的这个战争上在打。
I think in the Greek, it's more of a better idea of an athletic competition.
那在这个希腊文里呢，实际上好像是讲很多就是运动比赛的这么一个竞争。
The word.For a fight is described as a contest or a race in Hebrews 12:1.
那在这个希伯来书十二章五节那里在讲这个，也是用的这个词呢。那也是一种就是比赛的运动那个运动比赛的竞争。
And this word has the idea of intense competition where you are struggling.
那这是讲这个竞争呢，是你非常挣扎的那种一种那个竞争。
Think of an Olympics race that's taking place.
我们想想那个奥林匹克比赛哈。
Picture those people who are sweating to run to be in first place.
你可以想想那些人汗流浃背，在争取那个得胜。
By the word here for fight or contest is actually where we get the English word agony from.
那英文里的这个 agony 啊，就是那个挣扎、痛苦、极度痛苦、挣扎这个词呢，那个词根呢，就是从希腊文这个希腊文的这个词来的。
Now Paul throughout his ministry is always talking about this contest that's taking place.
那保罗在讲到他的这个事工的时候呢，也常常的就讲到这个挣扎哈，挣扎这个。
Oh, sorry, let's turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 9.
我们看看《哥林多前书》第九章。
Again, 1 Corinthians is earlier part of Paul's ministry.
那《哥林多前书》在这个时候呢，是保罗早期的这个侍奉的这段时间。
Chapter 9, verse 25 says, "Everyone who competes in the game exercises self-control. Then they do it to receive a perishable wreath, but we an imperishable."
哥林多前书的第九章的第二十五节， 凡教义真正的诸事都有节制，他们不过是要得能坏的冠冕，我们却是要得不能坏的冠冕。
Apparently, Paul really likes sports.
很显然，保罗可能很喜欢这个体育啊。
Because here we see in this context, we see the discussion of boxing in verse 26.
那在第六节我们也看到他讲到这个打拳哈。
He talks about running in verse 25 and 24 and 26.
那在第24节他讲到这个赛跑啊，那第六节呢也有讲到这个打第六节26节讲到打拳，24节讲到赛跑。
You know what amazes me?
让我觉得很惊奇的是什么呢？
This is early in Paul's ministry. He's thinking of the Christian life as a race.
那在保罗早期的侍奉中呢，他已经想到这是基督徒的一个生活呢，就像一场征战。
Then if we go back to 2 Timothy chapter 4,
那,
verse 7,
那如果我们再回到这个提摩太后书这段经文来讲呢，
Decades later, when he earlier said, hey, we must win this race, decades later,He said, I am finishing this race. I am finishing this contest.
十几年以后，就在这个更多前书他早期侍奉的时候，十几年以后，那保罗在这里讲到说，那美好的仗我已经打过了。
He said as he goes on, the second line is, I have finished the course.
他第七节的后半段他说，那当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
And the course here is the Greek word that's often describing the path.Of stars and planets.
那希腊文这里说这个路哈，这个路径啊，这个词呢是描述的这个星球的这个运转的这个路径。
Here, although throughout his life he always talks about making sure that we're in the race and on the course. Here, towards the end of his life, he finally brings it again and says, "I have finished the course that God has set before me."
那在他的整个的生命里头呢，就是要确定他是。跑在这个路径的轨迹上，那在这个剩他生命的现在的最后的镜头呢，他说当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
In Acts 20:24 we don't have to turn there. In Acts 20:24 he even talks about that he wants to finish his course so much that he doesn't care about what happens to his life.
那which
Acts 20:24
在使徒行传那个20章20节那里，他是讲他说他已经是不顾他的自己的性命啊，来跑这个路径。
And then in the third line of this verse, of verse 7, he said, I have kept the faith.
那在这个第七节的后半段呢，他说所信的道呢，我守住了。
All these analogies, but then in verse 8, he explained, what does he mean about finishing the course and winning the contest?
那从这些的举的例子呢，那在第八节里呢，就是很好的描述了他这些所要说的一个真理道的要点到底是什么。
The second half of verse 8 says, In the future there is laid for me the crown of righteousness.
那在这第八节里就说从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
And he says, this is something that the Lord will award to me on that day, which is the day of judgment.
那他说这是按照公义审判主到那时要赐给我的。
Now this is not teaching that we do good works to go to heaven. This is not what it's saying.
那这不是说我们要有一个好行为，所以我们才能到去天上。
But it's saying after we're saved, we're faithful to God, and God will reward us.
就讲如果我们信实的话呢，神会奖赏我们。
We need to also as well look at our Christian life as a race and as a competition.
我们也要把我们的基督我们本身的生活呢，来想做当做一场赛跑，当做一场。
Not competing with one another, but fighting against our flesh and against the satanic enemies.
不是我们互相去竞争，而是和我们自己的肉体来竞争。
In order to live out the Christian life and taste its victory, we must be focused that we want to be victorious.
如果我们想活出一个基督徒的生命啊，得胜的话呢，那么我们一定要把焦点定睛在这个过一个得胜的生命。
Brothers and sisters, we need to be like the cheetah.
弟兄姐妹，我们要就像一个猎豹一样。
The fastest land animal on earth, you know what it is? Is a cheetah.
那你知道在地上跑得最快的动物是什么？那是猎豹。
Have you ever seen TV those documentaries of cheetahs hunting animals?
你看在电视里的有些这个纪录片就讲到这个猎豹哈追它的那个猎物的时候
you'll see that it's intently focused Even before it runs, it's intensely focusing and looking at one.
你看它猎豹一开始去追那个猎物的时候，它会完全完全的聚焦在它要去捕的那个猎物的上面。
There might be a whole herd of deer, but it's going to only focus on one. You know why?
也许它去看到能有一群的鹿在那里，但是它聚焦在其中某一个鹿那个猎物上，你知道为什么吗？
If it's going to run towards a herd, just randomly run out to the herd and hope to catch one or whatever it is with no focus, it's never going to catch anything.
如果他只是冲进这个猎物的群中，而不是聚焦在某一个猎物上，他永远不会逮到任何动物。
He'll leap here and he'll leap there, he'll look around everywhere, but he'll catch nothing at all.
他会要么走，要么追这里，要么追那里，因为太多了，到最后结果抓不到任何猎物。
But look at the way it focuses on that one prize that it's going after.
你看他盯在，就是他所要的那个追的那个猎物上，是如此的这个。
Sometimes it goes so focused on the prize that it's not even caring that hey, there's other animals that are tripping and falling down and closer for him to catch it. But he doesn't look at any distraction, but focus on his prize.
有时候他会追那个猎物的时候，虽然他去猎物的时候，有时候他可能旁边会有些动物摔倒啊什么，但是他根本就不在意，他还是在盯聚焦在他要追的那个猎物上。
Brothers and sisters, are you focused on the prize of your victory in Christ?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有聚焦在我们要为主耶稣得胜这个上面呢？
Are you aware that though God saves us, He still would want to, He's so gracious, He still wants us to give us heavenly rewards for our faithfulness in our life now?
你有没有知道，虽然耶稣基督拯救了我们，但是他仍然想要为因为我们的对他的忠心而来奖赏我们呢？
When was the last time you thought about your spiritual rewards?
上次你想到你能得到神的奖赏是什么时候呢？
When was the last time you said, you know what, I thank God for saving me, but to reward me on top of my salvation, what a gracious God, I want to follow and love Him and obey Him and finish to the end.
你上次有没有想到神不仅是你拯救了你，还是因为你的忠心来对你奖赏，那你就更加的愿意来把自己的献上呢，要跟随来神。
My friends, have we got sidetracked in our race?
弟兄姐妹，我们有没有在我们这个跑的这个途径中，我们有没有失去我们的焦点呢？
If so, you need to know that God is speaking to you right now through the Word of God being preached.
如果有的话，你应该认识到，那现在呢，神就借着他的话来再直接的向你说话。
Focus back on Jesus and focus back on the prize of the victory of the race.
定睛在耶稣基督身上。
Let's go to our fourth point.
那我们看看我们今天的第四个要点。
To finish our life well, we must intensely love Jesus.
那如果我们想很好地走完我们生命旅程，结束我们生命，我们要聚焦在爱耶稣基督身上。
The second half, verse 8 says, Which the Lord, the righteous judge, will reward to me on that day, and not only to me, but also to all who have loved his appearing.
第八节的那个后半段呢，就是说，就是按照公义审判的主，到了那日要赐给我的，不但赐给我，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。Earlier,
our third point, we focused a lot about victory.
在我们刚才讲第三点呢，我们聚精在怎么能得胜上。But
I don't want to focus so much on victory where we forget it's all about Jesus or the strength and powering of Jesus.
但我也不想就是说把所有的焦点都放在得胜上，而忘记了耶稣基督。It's
not so much about our works righteousness that we finish victoriously, but it's about because we're empowered by the love of Jesus. It's not so much by our own efforts we will be victorious, but it is by the grace of God in Jesus.
不是因为我们自己的行为来最后得胜，而是因为靠了神耶稣基督，最后我们能够得胜。Did
you catch that in the last half of verse 8? It's a lot on focus on the person of Jesus.
我们看到在这个第八节的这个后半段呢，是讲了很多要聚精在耶稣基督身上。Paul
describes Jesus in three ways.
那保罗在这里描绘耶稣基督用三个形容。He's
called the Lord.
他叫他主。
He's called the righteous judge.
他,
And he's described as one who's going to be appearing again. Why so many words in such short verse to describe Jesus?
为什么他用, 这个那么多的来描绘耶稣基督呢在这里用很短一段经文在很短一段经文里呢?
I think it's because Paul loves Jesus.
因为保罗爱耶稣基督。
It's like the same way I love my three little girls. I call them many things in just in 30 seconds. Many titles I call them.
就像我爱我的这个三个女儿一样，我会在很短时间内，我会用很多的词来描绘她们，来叫她们。I
call them my babies.
我叫她们我的小孩。
I call them my ladies.
我叫她们我的女士。I
call them my boba like child because they're so cute and so sweet.
我可以叫她们波霸奶茶，因为她们是非常的可爱哈。
Why do I give so much names? It's because I love my daughters.
为什么我要叫她们这么多名字呢？因为我
Why does Paul suddenly here in just the short part mention three different aspects of Jesus? Because he loves Jesus. And that's the key to finish well is we must focus intensely loving Jesus.
我们很好地结束我们生命呢，我们一定要聚精在耶稣基督身上。
You see, my fear is this, from this sermon, from hearing this sermon, we start thinking that what? Only Paul can finish well, but none of us can do this. None of us can attain it.
我很害怕大家会想呢，在这里就是好像只有保罗可以结束得到这个奖赏，而我们别人呢不能像那样。
Look with me in verses 8.
我们看看第八节。
He also says, not only for me, but also to all those who love his appearing.
第八节那里讲，不但是赐给我的，也赐给凡爱慕他显现的人。My
friends, my brothers and sisters, we can finish all well, just like Paul. The key is loving Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，我们每个人哈都能很好的来结束我们生命，但是我们一定要把我们的聚精在耶稣基督身上。Ask
yourself, do you love Jesus?
你要问问你自己，你爱耶稣吗？
Some of us realize we don't love Jesus, or we don't love him as we should. You might ask the question, how can I grow to love Jesus more? To love Jesus more, I think read the Word of God. The Bible is love letters from God to us about what he's done to save us, to love us.
那圣经呢，是神的爱我们的话，那里写出了神怎么样来拯救我们，怎么样爱我们。
Read the Bible, not as a fortune cookie, but read the Bible. You might sometimes say, oh, I don't see, I get anything from it. But keep reading the Bible until you are glowing with the love of God and Jesus Christ.
一直的读着圣经，不要想那些或者那个fortune cookie上面的字样，而是要很聚精会神来读圣经，来发现在圣经里头神怎么样讲到他对我们的爱。
Keep a journal. Whatever you found that is beautiful and lovely about Jesus Christ, write it down.
你要像写日记一样，每次当你读圣经的时候，圣经里讲到神的爱对你的爱的时候，你把那些都记下来。
Write it down for those dark days when it feels like we will not finish well in our life because of our pain, of our trials, and our physical ailments.
当你遇到困境的时候呢，你也把那些东西都写下来。
Write it down and review it often.
写下来，然后以后经常的来看你所写的。
It's only when you realize how much Jesus Christ loves us will we love him back in a way that we would finish well.
只有当你认识到耶稣基督是多么的爱我们，然后你也同样的爱耶稣基督的时候，在这样情况下，我们才能来很好的来走完我们的生命。Have
you ever loved? Have you ever loved somebody where they were gone, perhaps another state or another country for some time?
你有没有一个经历过，就是说你所爱的人呢，离开你到别的州或是别的地方去一段时间？
If you love them, you count down the days you will see them again.
如果你爱他们的话，那你就会天天在数日子，看他什么时候，希望他们什么时候能回来。
You love them, you are looking for, yearning to be reunited with them again.
如果你爱他的话，你就会有这种渴望啊，能希望能再跟他相见。
I love coming back home to my little girls because they're always running to me like I'm a hero or something.
我也非常喜欢我每次回家的时候，因为我的女儿呢，每次我回家的时候，他们就是跑向我啊。
Why? Because of love.
为什么？因为爱。
If you want to finish your life well, if you want to finish your life well, love Jesus Christ and you will yearn for His appearing.
如果你很想走完你生命旅程的话，那你就对耶稣也更加的渴望，你要爱他，来希望能看到他显现的一天。You
see, this is where how we end reveals our heart.
这个是怎么样来揭示我们在心里，我们的内心啊，在最后的日子。
Some people, there are some people even at church who say, you know what, I lived a whole decade of righteousness, but they have no love for Jesus.
有些人可能在教会很多年啊，几十年，他说我过了一个公义的生活啊，生命啊，但是呢，他们却没有爱耶稣基督。They
suddenly get bitter, bitter at the church.
那最后呢，他会变成非常的苦读啊，在教会里头。Because
they in their mind think there's things that I want to enjoy, but I couldn't because people at church looked down on me.
他们会觉得很想以貌啊，在这个教会，但是呢，好像觉得这个教会呢，看低他。Suddenly
before it looks like their marriage is well, but suddenly when they're old, they think, oh, I'm gonna die. Why would I not be unfaithful and enjoy the fruit of sin?
有些人可能会想，哎呀，反正最后马上就要死了，哎呀，我怎么为什么不去享受这个罪恶的这个快乐呢？
Listen, in the end, our hearts will be truly revealed.
那当我们走到生命的最后的时候，我们的真心内心呢会被完很好的来揭示出来。
You want to finish well? Have the right motivation for why we follow Jesus.
如果你要想很好的来结束你的生命的话，你要有这个。 动力哈，来怎么样来为耶稣基督来结束你的生命？It's
because He loves you and you love Him back, and that's why you'll be faithful to the very end.
因为你爱耶稣基督，耶稣基督爱你，所以你要为他来很好的来结束你的这个生命。
He loves you so much, He died for your sins.
他是这样的爱你，他为你的罪死在十字架上。
He loves you so much that He gave the Spirit to live to work within your life.
耶稣基督是这么样爱你哈，他把那个圣灵来赐给你。
And He loves you so much that in the end, the first person you will meet when you pass away and you cross into heaven will be Jesus Himself preparing a room for us.
他是这么样爱你哈，当你离世的时候，那第一个迎接你的就是耶稣基督。
Let that love drive you to finish well.
让这个爱来推动你来很好的为耶稣基督来走完我们的生命。
Let's close in a word of prayer.